Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 6th, Monday, day 126. Today's topic, we went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 66, verses 5 to 15, Ruth chapter 2, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 22, John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54, Proverbs 14, verses 26 to 27. Today's main passage is just one. It's from Psalm 66, verses 8 to 12. Praise our God, O people. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But you brought us to a place of abundance. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, we went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. This was the experience of Naomi and Ruth. But what we read yesterday from Ruth chapter 121 was totally the opposite picture. Naomi told people how God afflicted her and brought misfortune upon her. Ruth chapter 1 verse 21, I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. What we learn from today's Ruth chapter 3 and 4 is that because of the faithfulness of Naomi and Ruth, the name Ruth's name appears in David and Jesus. Genealogy. She is King David's great-grandmother and Jesus' ancestor. May you have the gift of faith from the Holy Spirit when you are going through fire and water, knowing that the Lord is testing you and refining you like silver, because he wants to lead you to the land of abundance. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have the gift of faith from the Holy Spirit so that we can go through fire and water, knowing that you are testing us and refining us like silver, because you want to lead us to the land of abundance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration and strength? Number two, how can you have the gift of faith from the Holy Spirit to go through that test and refining process? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family members the importance of the gift of faith from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you.